Back the KODY phone lines we go as we have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean, of course, serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, we appreciate the time as always. Good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk to you guys. Thanks
good
for
morning,
having.
Mr. Sean.
Good morning. I'm still waiting for that buffer music.
I keep telling Tristan, but you know.
Well, that's a Tanner thing now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Either that or I can just get one on my phone and play it when you're there.
There you go. Now, Sean, last week, quite the interesting week. Highs, lows, we were all over the place. Ended the week with seasonably cool temperatures, I believe.
Well, don't forget the winds.
You know, so this is... It's definitely early spring for us right now. You know, we're seeing those wild variations in temperatures. I was just looking at the climate thus far for the first, 19 days here in the month of March, and I was surprised how below normal we are, at least in terms of temperatures. We're about 3.5 degrees below normal for average temperatures for the month of March, and it's all because afternoon high temperatures are about 7 to 8 degrees below normal for this time of year. So it's been a cool month. Hopefully there's some more warmth on the horizon, but it's been a cool month.
Cool month, but maybe warming up as we officially move into a new season today, right, Sean?
That is correct. And, you know, today we're going to see highs in the lower 50s. Which for this time of year, we're starting to get up into the upper 50s, which is our normal high temperature, 57 for today. But we'll be down to lower 50s today. 53 is our forecasted high. And we generally stay throughout the week in the in the lower 50s to upper 40s all the way through next weekend. So we're going to be below normal still, but we are starting to see some of those changes with spring coming on.
And with the time change, too, definitely gaining quite a bit of sunlight.
Oh, most definitely. For this time of year, you know, with the sun angle getting higher and higher as it starts to, you know, move northward, we're gaining about 3 to 4 minutes a day of sunlight, 2 to 3 minutes, actually, a day of sunlight. So, you know, here this time a month from now, you know, that sun is going to be well past 8 p.m. setting, and definitely, the sun's what drives our weather and heats our earth, and so definitely changes are coming.
Yeah, and with those changes, any chances of precipitation for the forecast for this week? We had a little bit last week, didn't really amount to much, but we'll take all we can get.
Yeah, most definitely. Tomorrow there's a slight chance of some light rainfall. Maybe some mixed precipitation in there, depending on how early it falls tomorrow morning, you know. And then again on Wednesday, we have a chance, I think a better chance Wednesday, starting Wednesday afternoon and through the night Wednesday, of rain changing over to snow. Not looking at much in the way of accumulations down here in North Platte. I think as you head further north, there's a better chance for accumulations. And then we're looking at late in the weekend, so, you know, Saturday night, Sunday, and even early next weekend time frame would be the next shot of precipitation. You did bring up an interesting point, Tristan. You know, we've had an active winter where we've seen a lot of snow in the area, but over the last month or so, it's been dry here in North Platte. We're below normal once again on precipitation. The systems that are coming through are underperforming in terms of precipitation. I think, that snowstorm last week only brought us about a half inch here in North Platte, higher amounts as you head up northeast of us. But we'll take that precipitation most certainly because, you know, we're still running significant deficits over the last year in terms of, you know, precipitation. So, you know, there's still a lot of drought hanging around, and I know that, you know, those that rely on the precipitation sure would like more of it.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Sean?
So, yeah, we got really exciting news here at North Platte National Weather Service office. Tomorrow night is our severe weather spotter training class that we're going to be offering. Now, it is at the Mid Plains Community College, North Campus. So it'll be there. It starts at 7 p.m., and this is in collaboration with the Lincoln County Emergency Management. So it's a great time. We talk about severe weather The total, the class is about 2 hours long, but if you just want to get your basic spotter certificate, it only takes about an hour's worth of your time, and then we'll provide the advance. So really, you only have to come for an hour. But again, we're talking about severe weather, talking about tornadoes, you know, all types of impactful, you know, springtime weather. So we would love to have everyone out there. This is a great class for the public. And if you have children, you know, unfortunately, they can't be certified as storm spotters until they're 18, but they will learn a lot. So just want to welcome everybody out there. And then next week is Nebraska Severe Weather Awareness Week. So there'll be a lot more information coming about that. We can talk about it next Monday. But it's just kind of our way to tap everybody on the shoulder to make sure that you're prepared for when severe weather strikes. So a lot going on with our office.
Yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of exciting activities, and important messages to relay as well in that process.
You betcha. You betcha. And we would love to have you tomorrow at the Spotter Talk. So come on out, 7 p.m. It'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again this time next week, sir.
Hey, much appreciated. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Sean.